We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Simin Reish Ayin. Lomar Mishnas Bama Madlikin. Sif Aleph. Nohagim Lomar Perik Bama Madlikin. The minhag is to recite the second parak of Mishnayos Masechah Shabbos, Bama Madlikin. Vahasvardim Omer also Kodem Tfilas Arvis. The Svardim say before they daven Marav Hu Nachon. And this is the appropriate time to say it. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason we say this parak is because it has the dinim of lighting candles, and it also has the three things that you are supposed to say in your house on Erev Shabbos. Esartim, Eravtim, Hedliku, Eshaner. Sivbeis, Yeshein Omer Moso Bi Yom Tov Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos, Yeshein Omer Moso Bi Shabbos Shal Chanukah. There are some who do not recite the Perek of Bama Madlikin when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and some who don't say it on Shabbos Chanukah. The Rama says, Ve'ein Nogen Kein B'Chanukah. We say Bama Madlikin on Chanukah. U'Bi Shabbos Shechol Amoid, Ein Omer Moso. V'chein Bi Yom Tov Shechalios Bi Shabbos, Ein Omer Moso. So we also do not recite it on Shabbos Chol Amoid, and on Yom Tov, which falls out on Shabbos. Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Dine Kiddush Alayayin, Sif Aleph, Kishe Yavol Aveso, Yemaher Leechol Miad. When you get to your house, you should eat immediately. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it doesn't mean eat immediately. Really, it means that you're supposed to make Kiddush right away so that you can make Kiddush as close as possible to the beginning of Shabbos. And once you have made Kiddush, then you have to eat immediately, as we will see later on in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're not hungry, it's not the biggest deal to wait until you are hungry in order to make Kiddush. Since you already were Yotzei Kiddush D'Oraisa in Shul during davening, as just mentioning Shabbos in Tefillah is the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kiddush, and there's only the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan of Kiddush that we are being Yotzei later on at home. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that it's a good idea to recite Kriya Shema before you begin the meal, if you think that you said Kriya Shema before Tzeis and Shul, and now it is after Tzeis. The Mishnah Berurah continues to quote the Magen Avraham that since you were Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush D'Oraisa in davening, and it is only Durabanan to make Kiddush later on at home, first of all, if you are Mesupuk, whether you make Kiddush or not, you do not need to go back because of Safek D'Rabanan Lakula, and you would also be able to be Yotzei Kiddush using a katan shehigia lechinach, he could be motzi you. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that this isn't so clear, because we hold mitzvah srichos kavana in order to be yotzei a mitzvah, and mistama, the person is not being mechavein to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush d'oraisa in davening. He's thinking about davening marv. He doesn't even realize that he can be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush d'oraisa in marv, so he probably doesn't have kavana to do so, and therefore it's better to not to rely on a katan to be motzi you later on at home, as it could very well be that your chiyuv at home remains a chiyuv d'oraisa, whereas the katan only has a chiyuv d'rabanan midin chinach.